Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yo, 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 welcome back. It's the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm just so excited, guys. You don't need to laugh.
Wow, I just feel like that.
I was out last week. I'm back tonight with full force, energy of 30 lions. I'm going to work on a better metaphor for next week. Don't worry. Okay. Guys, tonight we're talking about the episode called Rehearsal. We're going to do some intros. Before we do, we have a special guest, Daphne Clark.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Foster fans.
Hi, thanks for coming back.
I love being here. Thank you.
Of course. We love having you.
Thank you both.
We'll do some quick intros of us. Jillian, kick us off.
Sure. I'm Jillian Leff. You can tweet me at Jillian Leff during the show or use the hashtag ABTV Fosters, and I'll be reading your tweets live. We're a little delayed in the studio today with my Twitter, so I'm going to try to get to as many as possible.
Daylight savings, the phone's catching up, it's fine. Guys, I'm Jeffrey Masters, a tweet from Jeff Masters 1. As Jillian said, we're tweeting during the show now. We'll tweet all the week. You can also subscribe on YouTube and iTunes. Leave us a comment there. We love talking to you. Let's kick it off with Daphne's storyline.
Oh, boy.
Daphne, who plays Daphne.
Damn. Daphne, who plays Daphne.
Tell us, is it the same actress that plays Tasha?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
You flinched, are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Tasha's getting big.
She is. She's, she's almost a teenager.
Tasha is 60 years old.
That's right. She's growing up very, very fast.
Oh my God, I love this storyline. Not just because I like you.
Thank you.
But I feel like a lot of shows introduce really serious, dramatic things, and they last a couple episodes, but because they're not the main storyline of the show, we kind of just forget them.
Right.
And I love that this has been a story that is stretching out across now 3 seasons.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I know. I'm really, really happy and excited about it. Daphne's arc and her storyline has really come a long way. She's turned her life around. She's trying to get her daughter back. So it's just it's a really good storyline. It's a really, I just love it. I just love it.
It was nice this episode, too, because we saw a lot of emotion from you, and usually it's anger, and instead you went with the tears, which got me. I was like, during that first meeting, I wrote such nasty notes that I can't even read the words that I wrote
that
down.
You wrote down.
But, you know, for him to bring up the assault on Callie, when we didn't even know your name, you didn't even have a name at that point. You
were just... I was like girl number one.
Exactly. Right. So coming from that to now, it's so great to see how your character has evolved, because
absolutely.
I truly believe what Callie said, you know, she's not the same person, and I really don't think you are.
No, Daphne's not the same person, and the fact that they were throwing her past in her face, and she's just trying to get her daughter back, and she's fighting really, really hard, and she's doing everything that they want her to do, but it seems to be another obstacle time after time after time, and I think she just had a breaking point, and that's all she could do was just break down and show that she's in a weak moment, and she doesn't know what else to do.
Because it has been a struggle. These things are incredibly hard, which the luxury of this stretching over 3 seasons, we're able to see that.
Yeah.
Daphne's not always making the right choices, her daughter back. And it's so cool to see it's just not like an easy fairy tale that they've created.
No, I mean, she's a mother. She's a young mother. So she's learning as she goes, and she's trying to make the best decisions, but they're not always the right ones. And she's just trying to do what's best for her and Tasha. And it may not make sense to other people, but it makes sense to her.
Yeah.
And she's young. She's a young, dynamic character on a show that deals with a lot of issues that, you know, we don't touch upon outside of this sort of conversation. Right. And it's, I mean, I was so thrilled to see you in the beginning. When we had talked before and you were like, oh, I'll be on that episode, I'm in that. I was like, okay, what are we going to see from her today? And to open up the episode.
I know.
She was dying over here. She was like, oh my, I can't watch this.
I was like,
this.
I cannot wait. Why am I the first thing? But it's, I loved it. It just was really hard to watch because I remember that day and it was very emotional. And to have the girls, you know, they're twins, and to work with them is just great because they give me so much and they allow me to play. So.
Oh, the actress is a play,
yes,
Tasha.
The actress is a play.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't know they were actresses.
So we got a Mary Kay and Ashley situation, you know?
Yeah. Maybe they can fill on a Fuller House.
Maybe.
But like you said, Jillian, the fact that Daphne's storyline has unknowingly been going on since episode one, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. I love it.
And, you're a friend of our show. And like,
I
just,
being here. Thank
I don't
you
know.
Guys.
It's always good to see your friends sort of like thrive. And it's like exciting. I don't know. Also, the fans are loving it. Anton Maslowski said, Daphne's story broke my heart this episode. Oh, she's been trying for so long. Brittany Alyssa said, I love how much Daphne and Callie are so close from now from when they started.
Right. It's like a complete turnaround.
Mm-hmm. And I love that Callie, too, has not just abandoned her old friends now that she's been adopted and has a great life.
No.
Right.
I mean, I think also it's just, it tugs at your heartstrings, your storyline, because of the kid involved. And Lizette Escobar said, she's grown up so much. She's getting everything together. Give her Tasha back.
I know. Yeah. What is the problem? Can I just have her? I don't understand what the issue is, but it's a struggle.
Yeah. I mean, and Daphne's character, too, is just such a nice reminder that there are other stories beyond, like, the Callie story of, like, getting adopted and whatnot. Like, Daphne is fighting for her child.
Absolutely.
At how old is Daphne? Like around 18 or 19?
Daphne's 17.
She's 17.
And Tasha's 2.
To be dealing with that as a 17-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
That is unbelievable.
Yes. And it's something that's happening in today's society. And I'm not the only one that's fighting for their children. And so it's just really important. I'm glad the storyline is so relevant to what's happening nowadays.
Crazy. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was also mirrored, too, in the conversation that Callie and Justina had.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited by Justina's original story about losing her friend, and not excited because it was a nice story, excited because it just humanized her.
Yes.
And she was this villain for so long, or this like potential villain, and I was like, look, we're on her side. She's a good person.
Like, oh my God, they tricked us again, those damn writers.
She's so relatable. I can feel for her.
Yeah. And I was 100% on her side, and then they turned it around.
And she went right back to being a villain.
I know.
I just can't respect someone that uses the sympathy card when it's not even her card to use. Like, exactly. I know plenty of people that, they share their sad story and they want that sort of response back when you hear it. But to do that and it actually not be her at all, like, that's just pathetic to me.
And she's taking advantage of people's stories and their lives that they've lived that they really didn't have a choice at. And so it's just really sad.
Also, just, like, how horrible to, like, just, like, to kind of, like, dishonoring her parents. Like, what if they heard this? That's just such a massive lie that is so easy to find out. And then she was so open, too, about being like, no, it's a lie. I'm using this for, like, dollars.
Right. Like, it just, you know, that's what gets people to give money. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I have to give credit to the actress, though, because she...
Oh, I love her.
She makes me feel
so good.
Such disgust for who, like, who she is. And I just couldn't get over the fact that not only did she take Lizzie's story as her own, but also she threatened Callie and put the job, Daphne's
like
job.
A blackmail.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, well, I'm going to do this for you, but you need to sort of keep quiet.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
Like, I loved her and hated her, and it's like, now I just have so much mixed emotions about her.
And that's why I love the actress, too, because, like, you don't know whether or not you should trust or not trust her.
Absolutely.
Some of those actors, you see them on screen, like, just by their facial features, you're like, this is a villain, I can't trust them.
Right.
But for Justina, you're like, I don't know.
Right, especially when she told her story and you thought it was hers. And
she
cried. I know, she did. She had a moment.
Crocodile tears. Oh, my God.
And when the big issue with Justina for me is that while I don't like her methods, and I don't agree with everything she's doing, what she's doing in her mind is for a good cause.
Right,
that's what
so it makes
it
sense,
so complicated.
And she thinks it's good and it's okay.
Yeah, but I wrote down in my notes, I just was like, this is almost blackmail. And by the end of it, I was like, no, this is full on blackmail.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cross out that almost.
Full on.
So at BlueTrainer98 actually brings up a really good point, and I want to ask you guys, do we think that Callie is going to eventually expose Justina? How do you feel? I don't know if she can answer, but...
I'll start.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Just in case you have to hide something. I think that...
I don't have to hide anything, okay? Why do you look at me like that?
Secrets of storylines. I think that Callie while she doesn't agree with the lying, of course, I don't think she's ever going to, like, expose somebody. I don't think she's got that, like, gotcha part of herself that wants to, like, publicly, like, shame somebody.
I think it's a crappy secret to keep from anyone, but mostly from Daphne. And I don't know if that's where it's going to come out.
Oh.
Or it's going to come out with Steph and Lena. Because obviously we know that Steph and Lena really don't like Justina at all.
Right.
They've made that pretty clear. And as far, you know, as far as, like, what Callie is doing. But I agree with you where I don't feel like she's going to have that gotcha moment, like, haha.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I don't think she will either. I think she's going to probably do what's in the best interest of Daphne or, you know, kids that are like Callie and Daphne and try to, you know, help them out. I don't really know.
Well, the unfortunate part of that, she's going to get you a job. It's unfortunate because if Justina was blackmailing Callie, I could see Callie being like, do what you want to me, I don't care. But now that she could potentially take away this character's job and lose her daughter, like, Callie's never going to give
that
up.
Right, there's more at stake than just her.
Yeah, there's so much at stake now.
Absolutely.
Megan, I'm going to butcher your name. Cassiotti, sorry. She said, I feel like the writers put a big emphasis on the fact that Callie recorded the interview with Justina.
Oh.
Yeah, because she said, it's my story.
Oh, that's a great point. She did record the entire thing.
Megan, girl, thank you.
Looking out for us. Damn. Okay, way to go.
Wow.
I didn't think of that. Wow, okay. Ooh.
Yeah. Sierra Carter tweeted, I feel like Justina has even more up her sleeve. I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. I think there's more to come and there's more to learn about Justina in time.
Yeah. I just wonder too, like, what her, what's going to happen? Like, what does she want at the end of this? Does she want, like, it all privatized? And, like, is that going to be good or bad? Like,
what's her motive?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy though? These fans, you guys are on point tonight. TazBB12 tweeted, can't Callie ask her father to help find Daphne a job? We haven't seen Robert Quinn in a while.
I think Robert Quinn should just adopt Daphne altogether and help her get Dasha back. That would just make everything better.
Was your character emancipated to live on her own?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That was why she, like, got the apartment after.
Oh, to live on her own so she could adopt Tasha.
Yeah.
That's a really hard life, being a single mother that young.
Yeah, that means I had Tasha when I was 15.
Were you still working at the burger place?
Yes.
Yeah, in this episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
You quit there? Am I forgetting things?
I think you are. No. No, because I remember I'm in Girls United waiting to figure out.
I got you.
Girl, stop tripping me up on the story. She's tripping me up on my own story. Are you still at the burger place? No.
I've been up since 3 a.m. Apologies.
Our health is so bad on the show.
I know, right? I'm like, wait a minute, wait.
You're like, confusing me.
Physically and mentally. Before we move on to another storyline in the show, we just want to mention a show that we think you guys would love, and that is The Tomorrow Show, created by Kevin Undergaro, one of the AfterBuzz TV co-creators and CEOs. So if you love hearing behind-the-scenes stories about Hollywood, if you're curious about a celebrity boyfriend's midlife crisis, this is the show for you. Kevin, as we know now, is the fiancé of Ray Menounos. And so that show airs Monday and Thursday nights from 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to 9. And that's thetomorrowshow.com. You can also find it on iTunes. So subscribe and listen. It is really a lot of fun.
Yeah, I watched it on Monday live.
Oh, you watched it? I listened to it.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin gives really good advice. So if you ever need some free advice.
Oh, then I have to watch it. I have to watch it.
Free career advice.
I always need
advice. Kevin is your dude.
Kevin's a great storyteller.
He's about it.
Yeah, kind of like the stories that Justina tells.
No, those aren't stories. Those are lies.
Sorry,
those are lies.
Okay. I think we should segue to the branding, the Brawley moment of the show.
You sound like you're disgusted, but I'm happy.
I love
that. Tell me why you're happy, Jillian.
Because it's ride or die Brawley. I'm sorry. Like, Jeff, this is going to be so... I don't even know if I want to be here next week, although I do want to be here, because obviously something's going to happen between the two of them, and we've been seeing the lead up the entire episode.
I just want them to be together. End of discussion. Why do we have to date other people? Why do we have to just make drama, unnecessary drama? Just be together, be happy, and love each other.
They're 17...
And
they don't know how to make the right choices for themselves.
I do have to say, though, as far as, like, the jealousy going on between them, I feel like they are more mature than Mariana and Matt are.
I agree.
With the sort of like if we're comparing couples here,
yes,
you know, making someone jealous or. It's not like that with them. I just feel like they never fell out of love. They've always been in love, and they've just been trying to suppress it.
Yeah. Yes.
And convince themselves that this is not actually happening. And it's kind of exciting. But again, is this going to be another thing where it's just like we finally get that Brandon and Callie are together and they're going to tell Steph and Lena everything that's been going on, and then like there's going to be another fallout? Like, I'm over the... The hill, it's like you're going up the hill.
Well, you also have to consider they've also had like so many obstacles in their relationship, yeah. And every time they think they're on a good path, something happens and it makes them break up. So I just think that they should just be together and tell the moms about it and just live life and be happy. But I don't think them telling the moms is going to actually help the situation because they're not going to agree with that.
Well, Maddie on Twitter agrees with me. She says, "True love, yes, be together. Jeff, stop it."
Jillian. Daphne, give me a second. Boom. Jillian, do not just read tweets that agree with you.
I'm not.
This is very important. Give me the phone.
All Things Sansa says, yes, queen, Bradley ride or die.
Okay.
And then wait, Sierra Carter said, but it would be incest.
No, it wouldn't because they're not technically related.
It would be
legally
incest.
But it's not incest. It's just, that's love. Okay. It's love. Love.
I would like to make an addendum to the constitution of my trust of the Brawley relationship.
Okay, okay.
I will root for Brawley once they both turn 18, which will happen. Mm-hmm. and here's why. Because they maybe won't be living in the house because they can legally make this decision.
Right.
And I will say that once they're given the opportunity to create a real relationship, I think that they will very much thrive because, like, the relationship they're building now is built on a lot of honesty, pretty amazingly. Mm-hmm. They're able to discuss a lot of things like Courtney and Courtney's baby and Danny, and they're able to, like, hear
each other
and not judge each other, and it's really pretty amazing to see.
Well, Dustin Bradley agrees with you, and he says, "I like Bradley, but they need to wait until they aren't considered, quote, family
yes.
by the government."
Yes.
So when they turn 18, they're going to move out on their own and start this relationship?
No, but I think they'll go to college.
And then they'll have this relationship?
I don't know.
You need to start it now. That way when you move on, you move on together. You have to start somewhere, Jeff.
If I were to write the show, I think that they would go to college probably separately, mm-hmm. find themselves, and then afterward like move back to San Diego and then get married and like adopt more foster children.
So you want them to
children.
Have more relationships that mean absolutely nothing because they're going to ultimately get back together?
Yes, because that's what college relationships are.
Pretty much.
That's a waste of time and a waste of energy and a waste of life.
It's not a waste of time to learn and grow as a human being.
Do you know how many people have been together for years and they were like high school sweethearts?
Do I know how many exactly? No, I don't.
Oh, I'm just saying in general. Stop it. You know what I mean, Jeff. He's a brat. Oh,
I know.
God. Come on, really? A lot of people, actually.
Jeff, people are agreeing with you. I'm not, we're not going to get into a fight.
So
Lily White said they can't be together because their brother and sister would ruin everything.
Three people that agree with you.
I'm refreshing, so we're going to hear more.
Okay, you have three people that agree with you. We have like 10 on our side. Okay.
Actually, Alicia Brawley said, Jeff can't deny it anymore. He ships them.
Stop it. In the words of Megan Black from Twitter, she said that Brandon is a cesspool of dysfunction. And I like that a lot.
Ooh.
Did you like, what are your thoughts on Brandon's hand positions while he was grabbing Courtney's neck and kissing her?
I thought it was sexy.
It was so great.
Yes.
I was like, yes, do it again, please. Like,
honestly, oh not the answer I was looking for.
He was embracing her neck. You said he was choking her. I said, well, where? That was an embrace of the neck and then a nice passionate kiss to top it off like a cherry on a cake. Yes.
It's just the exact opposite kiss that you want your mom to see happening.
Well, she shouldn't have been spying.
She was walking to the car.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. She backed up and looked.
I just like that the moms did not hesitate to confront him just about, like, what's going on? Are you sleeping with her? She's overage. Pretty much they voiced every complaint I have about Courtney, which I really appreciate.
But honestly, like, I would sort of be relieved if I were them. Because it's like, well, obviously you're not fawning over Callie because you're with another girl, so cool.
Who do they want him to be with? Please, pick somebody for him to be with. Otherwise, let him be with Callie and let him be happy. He's just suppressing all of his feelings by being with these other women that mean absolutely nothing to him.
But he's not suppressing Daphne because he created this Romeo and Juliet and he's going to spill his heart as he plays his piano with Guy Liner and Callie's going to fall in love with him all over again.
And this happens every single week.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
here.
So I'm just saying.
And then him and Callie gonna have some heavy petting.
Oh, that
what
was
is heavy petting?
That's like making
Please
out real hard.
That to me.
I think that's like when you're in high school and you like feel someone's body through their like jeans.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Or sweater.
Okay.
Do you want me to be more graphic?
No, I'm good.
Pretty good.
I'm good. That's enough for me.
One thing I will say is that when Courtney and Callie were walking in together,
that was so awkward.
I was like, oh, he's got a type. Like, beautiful brunettes with a little bit, like, wavy hair. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I still love Callie for him.
Danny, also brunette.
Absolutely. But out of all the girls, they're all beautiful, but Callie is the one. You just know the one when you see
it. I know.
It.
I know.
And I just wish they were just together.
I'm really curious / worried to see what's going to happen to the show once they do go to college.
Then it's going to be like...
Like, how are they going to do that?
I don't know. I'm like Saved by the Bell when it, like, went off to the college years.
Or Glee.
But there's still going to be, like, the Jude who will eventually pop up again, who's still in school. So we can't go fully to college.
No, but we can kind of touch on it. Maybe they'll go to community college first.
No, I want them to go to Juilliard. Did you guys see Jude said this episode? He was framed in a picture in the kitchen, and that's the whole glimpse that we saw.
Yeah, aww. Actually, a lot of people are tweeting about it. They're just like, where was he? There was no mention of him. Like, was he at camp again? Oh, my God, is he okay?
How many school field trips are there?
And just, like, from my inside knowledge, I know that Hayden's going to be in the next two episodes, so... We'll be seeing Jude.
How could he miss his sibling's performance?
Absolutely, yes.
We'll be seeing
him. I miss Jude.
And then he's going to be on our show for the finale.
Yay.
Oh my God, I love our show.
Love
it. It's so much fun.
Isn't it?
Rate, comment, subscribe. Speaking of the show, this was called Rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw some rehearsing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we saw some heat.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
some
we
passion
did.
And fire.
I cannot wait to see the full song, Mariada.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
I knew that was going to happen, but like it stinks after, I was going to say Sierra, after Mariana had the conversation with Nick.
Yes.
About how she should just break up with him. And she's like, that's not going to happen.
He's like,
it's
going to
happen.
Just be honest with me.
They're just setting it up. There's so many ups and downs with these like relationships. And honestly, like it does reflect high school relationships.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is life. This
but
is,
they're having like full-fledged relationships, like grown-up relationships in high school.
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's your first... Yes, you're exactly right. And also when you're in high school, it's your first love and you think that this is like make it or break it. You literally think it's like Romeo and Juliet.
Because it's your first.
Yeah.
And you just think it's either going to be it or you're devastated if it's not and then your whole life is over.
Yeah. It's so serious,
yes,
too.
It's like, I'm going to die without them. I can't live without them. And then
I
you
know.
Learn that you can.
We promise.
We promise. It's going to be okay.
I was also surprised to see that Mariana and Nick are now boyfriend and girlfriend.
Well, he threw a party.
Yeah. I didn't ever hear the labels. Then again, I was sick last week. Maybe they like filtered in
yeah,
through
I don't
my
really
like
them
left
together.
Ear.
I don't like them together.
Oh, see, I despised Nick early on, and now I'm so full Nick Mariana.
Yeah.
Narnia.
Actually, after I saw her and Matt kiss, I'm team them. I want them because there's just so much like they're not over each other, and you can obviously
no,
tell that.
No, of course. And then what was that? The subtext of like the song lyrics? There's no controlling this. This love could be great.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is so like, I love just when like musical shows where they like sing a song and like is the subtext like
of
entirely.
What's happening, yes.
Nothing gives me more joy than that.
I'm just obsessed. Yeah. Everyone's asking about Zoe too. We should really, okay. I was so excited that Talia was the one that told because like that B word. We love to hate her.
And she's mad she didn't get
that
Juliet.
B-word.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she is a B word, you know. But
yeah, if he would have told, I would have been so mad. Like,
okay.
That's real shady.
Let's do a Twitter poll.
Okay.
Who do we hate more, Talia or Justina?
Okay, so hashtag it and tweet it to me right now. Who do you hate more, Talia or Justina?
Or do you want to do an actual Twitter poll?
Oh, yeah, I'll do it right now. I'll
okay.
send it out.
Should we also do Sally?
Sally.
the girl who lies, a school president. Student president.
Oh, my God, yeah, she was even brought up this episode.
Which one's worse?
It's Talia, Sally, or Justina?
I think Justina, because she's ruining lives.
Oh my God, she's a lot of power.
She's ruining lives here, people.
But it was just so much fun to hate Talia the first season.
Yes, that's great. You can hate her, but the real person to hate is the one who's ruining the lives of innocent
people.
We are
letting the people decide.
Okay, fine. Let them decide.
Let the people vote.
Talia is spelled with a Y, right?
It was. Yeah, I'll never forget that. Oh my God, what is Megan doing now? That was her name, right? The actress? I have to go. Don't answer.
I'm like, what?
I know. Like, what's happening?
I forgot her. Wasn't it
okay, guys, I tweeted it.
It's so embarrassing.
Vote on who's worst. We'll reveal the results at the end of this episode.
One of my favorite moments of the show is when the kids have one-on-one, like, sibling bonding moments.
Yes.
Like when Mariana told Brandon that she was with Wyatt.
And she lost her virginity to somebody she didn't even care about.
I know.
Oh, and then Brandon said, I regret doing what I did with... And then Callie overhearing that and she thinking it's her and it's... Oh, I was like, that's the worst feeling in the world.
And I need an adult to pop in and be like, what you're feeling is normal. Everyone feels that way.
I know, right? What you're going through is okay. You're going to be all right.
I know. I just saw in my notes, I said, yas, Talia's back.
Well, unfortunately, she's not winning in the poll so far. Justina is at 50%.
Boom.
50%.
See, I was right. Can I get a thank you?
Mm-hmm. We will see if you're right at the end of the poll.
Oh,
we're gonna see. I'll check.
We'll see at the end of our show who's winning. Yeah. And then we have a grand prize that we're happy to announce.
Okay, what is it?
For it. It's a surprise grand prize.
Oh, do I get it or do
it's
I get
car!
It?
It's a car!
Oh, and you get a car! And you get a car!
Everybody gets a car.
Everybody gets a car.
You know we do this for free, right?
Wait a minute, that's not what you told me.
Just kidding. You are, though. So what do you think about what's going to happen? They're like preambling this whole Mariana and Matt moment. Obviously, as Romeo and Juliet, it's going to ignite old flames. Do we think that Nick and Zoe are like mature enough to know that this is acting, or is it actually going to like revive old flames?
I think that...
What are our predictions?
Personally, I feel like once he sees Matiana kiss again, I think Nick's going to realize, like, oh no.
It's not over.
It's
very obvious. They're going to perform, and it's going to be very obvious, and they're not even going to... Yeah, it's going to... Yeah.
Really?
The flames.
I want Mariana, though, to go to Nick and be like, this is acting.
She can't do that because she still loves Matt. Hello.
I just,
you can't lie about your feelings for the person that you're acting with.
There's just like...
Or that you love. You know what I mean?
Tell us how it works, Stephanie. You haven't had a love interest on the show.
Clearly. Can I get one?
That's our next Twitter poll. Should Daphne get a love interest?
Daphne needs a father, Natasha. Any volunteers?
Robert Quinn's single now.
No, that's a little... No. It's a little old.
Callie, I'm dating your dad.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That would not work.
Well, listen, the show's going to run out of taboos at some point. They're going to go there.
So then we're going to start getting into, like, reality TV topics? Like... No,
definitely not.
No.
I was really happy to see Gabe helping out, though, at the rehearsal, billing sets.
Gabe is...
Do you want him to be the father?
He's so fine.
Gabe is a very beautiful man, despite that he is a registered sex offender.
Listen,
He's so tan.
He's very tan. I mean, he has amazing, like, bone structure, too. His head looks like the size of my chest.
Yeah.
I think it's like 3 feet across.
Did you see his biceps and the veins that were popping out when he was...
Yeah, that's how
fanning
myself.
The screw into the wood. I was like, okay, how are you doing?
I just imagine you like giving the writers like script ideas and you're like, only when Gabe and Daphne adopt Natasha.
Absolutely.
No, this is the thing. I mean, the writers of the show are damn smart.
They
need to give some eye candy to those straight mamas out there that are watching this show.
Yeah.
Listen, though, Gabe is such a bad communicator, mm-hmm. like regarding his feelings and how he thinks, which I think is fascinating to watch. And that's why I love that, like he said, he would not have been a good father. You kind of are like, yeah. Maybe you wouldn't have been great. Maybe he would have learned and would have been fantastic. Yeah. But as of now, we can see that he doesn't trust that side of him. And I think it's amazing that he is doing what he knows best. He's helping to like build the set to get to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he's not trying to like take him out for an awkward dinner. He's just trying to like bond with him that way. I think it's really like amazing to watch.
It is, considering what he went through, because he went to jail, so he wasn't really able to be a father. Yeah. But telling Jesus that I told your mom to get rid of you and that I, you know...
That was harsh.
And she ruined my life probably isn't a good starter conversation.
No, you're exactly right. And that's what I mean by saying he doesn't know how to communicate with somebody.
Absolutely.
But I cannot imagine what Jesus is thinking, knowing that he... It was talked about to have him aborted.
Probably that he's a mistake and he shouldn't be here. And that's hurtful, and that's what you saw.
So. God... Yeah, and his sister.
Yeah.
Crazy. I have a question.
Yeah, go.
We have an answer.
I've only asked questions so far, but I'm going to keep asking them.
Go for it.
Jesus is so drastically different than J.T. Austin's Jesus. Mm-hmm. Just like the character itself.
Noah versus Jake.
Yeah, Noah versus Jake. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm finally adjusted to Noah's Jesus, but it took me a while just because he's sensitive. He's a very good actor, but it's just not the character that we saw being played by Jake. Yeah. Jake was aggressive and cocky, and Noah is sensitive and like a little more thinking and feeling. And I wonder if you guys had an issue adjusting that too, or were you just like full on, this is a new actor, it's going to be a new character?
Well, I think we knew going into it before we actually saw him like really act. We knew he was going to be different, but sort of the whole entire team behind the Fosters expressed that the way that Noah portrays the character is exactly the way that they imagined it.
Oh, really?
I'm kind of... happy in that sense, because we're finally seeing a side of Jesus that we hadn't seen before. I guess you could compare it to, you know, you go away. So he went away for school, and obviously that changes you. Mm-hmm. Even if it was just for a short period of time, obviously he was pressured into doing things that he didn't want to do. He was seen as an outcast, which I don't think he was ever seen as in his school. So I can see where the change happens there, but I do appreciate a more sensitive character, because he really shined to me in this episode, especially the second interaction with Gabe, where Gabe sort of apologized and said that he wanted to be a part of his life.
Yeah.
I thought that that was like really tender and touching, and I don't think we could have gotten that from the old Jesus and the way the old Jesus was written. I don't think it's the same person.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun to watch Noah. Yeah. So I don't want to like throw shade on him at all.
Oh, no.
It sounds like what you're saying, that the creators had this opportunity to reinvent Jesus.
Sure.
And they're saying, don't play him like the way that this other actor did. Just like, do make him your own.
Yeah, play him the way that you would play him. You know, it's just, and you know, the fans are agreeing too. Like, I have so much love for Noah's Jesus. They can't, you know, they just... Jesus, we love Jesus so much. It took me 2 episodes to adjust. I appreciate his character now, and that was Heather Loomis, 13.
I kind of think that Noah brings something so much different, more emotion, more depth to the character than what was portrayed before, which I really, really love, because I think before it was just one level all the time.
Yeah.
And I needed more, and I wasn't getting it. And I think now that we're getting it and we enjoy it and we're like, wow, this character has so many more dimensions, and you know, we don't know where this character is going to go. And, you know, it's just, it's great to watch, because I feel like before it was like a complete difference between Mariana and Jesus. And now I feel like it's Mariana and Jesus together.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they're actually brother and sister.
And how spoiled are we? You know, we get to see two actors take on the same role, and we
have a unique perspective
on each. Like, I think as viewers, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
They do it a lot on shows, not on shows that I've watched recently, but you know, they switch people out all the time, especially on soap operas. And it's kind of cool because you have your own fans, and the Jake fans are still out there that watch The Fosters and they love it. And then Noah has these fans that he was able to grow from taking on this role. And I think it's great. We're spoiled. That's what I'll say. We're spoiled.
Definitely. Yeah.
And I think, too, I really admire the producers. You know, Jake wanted to lead the show. I really admire the producers for saying that if we were to, like, kill off this character, it would really change the show in a way that we don't want to tackle right now.
Absolutely.
And so we're just going to replace you. I think that's really admirable.
Yeah. Yeah. And it works. It works. I can see if it didn't, but it actually works.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You know, Gabe is such a complicated character. You can just see, like, the emotions that are being, like, buried by him on his face. And I say that because I think if most actors are amazing communicators. They have big personalities. They're really well spoken. Mm-hmm. They know how to sell themselves because that's what they're doing 90% of the time. You know, they're like only acting 10% of the time. They're trying to act like 90%. And they have to, if, you know, usually a lot of auditions. And that makes you like necessitates being a people person.
Absolutely.
And so for to see this performance by the actor playing Gabe, I think is really just impressive to see how complicated and internal it is. Mm-hmm. It would just be very easy to go the other way.
It would. I look forward to more of him and what he's going to bring and him actually opening up more and we really getting to see who he really is.
And maybe more some off-screen interactions, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I second that.
Yeah, and then when Gabe adopts Tasha, it's going to be, like, fascinating to watch. With you.
Absolutely. I second that one as well.
Dream world.
At the very end, when the police came in, I did not know where that was going. You know, it was dark. There's just like buzzing sirens in the background. Mario's there alone. And I was like, part of me was so upset because I thought they were going to make him an actual pedophile. I swear to God. I was just waiting for them to be say he was like going to like make a move or do something bad.
Okay. I didn't feel that way. I knew that he had to be supervised. Mm-hmm. I knew that. So that was in the back of my mind. I'm like, okay, the alarm.
Yeah.
I just remembered everything previous. And I'm like, okay, if the cops come, he's in trouble. And they did. And
I just was like, I want to trust him. And I didn't know like how to read the signals that we were getting.
I really don't think he would have done anything.
I didn't either. But I just thought like that's where they were leading us. And I was like, no, writers, don't do this.
Oh, no, that would have went. Oh, that would have been so bad. No. Oh, don't do that. Don't go that way. Oh. No.
Because they have the paper signed, I'm hoping that this is easy to get rid of, especially with Steph as a police officer.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Also,
but I loved how Mariana was fighting for him. She's like, no, you can't. I'm like, oh, my God.
I know. Well, what Mariana wants, she gets. Not that she demands it, but she works her butt off to get it. Absolutely. So she got all these papers signed, which is amazing. Like, that's an amazing gift, too, that he wasn't even, hoping. Best case scenario, he never hoped.
Right. And she's doing it for someone that she doesn't even know, but that is her father. Oh.
Yeah. I never thought about where their father is. I guess maybe we heard from Anna that she didn't know who it was. So maybe that's why. But I just didn't ever expect or even wonder if the storyline would go here. But now that they have, it's just a really fascinating, terribly interesting thing to watch.
Yeah.
I really like it. Yeah. Anything on Twitter before we move on?
No, I mean, everyone's just tweeting their support for Gabe and how bad they feel for him. And Sierra Carter tweeted, why wouldn't Steph tell Mariana not to go back? But, we already know that Mariana has her own prerogative, and she left her script there, so she was just going.
She's going to do what she wants.
Didn't even tell them, what she was doing. And, a lot of people are talking about Steph now.
And as will we.
Yeah.
Before we talk about her chest reconstruction, I just have to say that Steph and Lena talked a lot about sex and just being attracted to each other. And it wasn't just insinuating let's go shut this door and what's happened, you can assume it. They were blatantly talking about sex with each other. And for to see two parents on TV having that discussion honestly blew me away.
Yeah, I love it when they talk about their intimacy issues or, how they're over-intimate with each other. It's exciting, and it shows people that sex is not just the act of sex. It's way more than that. And I think it's important because I feel like a lot of kids, whether you've had it or you haven't, think that it's this one thing, and it goes so much deeper than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love seeing them together. I love how real they are. I love how open they are with each other. They talk about anything.
Yeah.
And they don't care.
They're talking about how the surgery is affecting them.
Right, and they're so supportive of each other, and they see each other through every obstacle. I love that about them.
Well, just Lena, the way she was so encouraging this entire time and just saying, I can't provide this support system for you. I feel like you need to talk to someone else.
Yeah.
And it just, makes me dream, that is exactly the type of person you want to have as a partner.
Yes.
Someone who's in your corner.
Yes.
Someone who will love you regardless. She's like, I think that you are hot as hell.
Yes.
And I don't care if you have boobs or not.
To see two parents that are sexually attracted to each other on TV, I think is revolutionary. And then on top of that, it's two women.
Mm-hmm.
If gay people in the past, they are labeled as gay, but they're not allowed to express sexual attraction on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to be having these conversations.
You have to be free. You have to be free enough to do that. Yeah. I think it's a beautiful thing.
It's got like unbelievable. Chills. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah. And then she's now decided to have the breast reconstruction. She had the meeting with the two other women.
That was so funny.
That was such a fun scene.
It was fun.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're bringing the two sides of it too, she's so proud of the breasts that she like had recreated. Mm-hmm. And then the other actress is so proud of like the tattoos, which I've seen a lot online through like photo documentaries, but never on TV ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to cover up the scars. Like, it's just amazing polar opposite examples to give her.
Right.
I just love
the whole scene.
And I also just love the fact that Steph came to the decision on her own, and I'm glad that Lena pushed her to meet those people because she took it upon herself to be like, this is my version of what they had, and hell yeah, I'm doing this boob job because like I like the way boobs look, and I want a chest, and it's good for you because, you know, she knows that Lena will love her regardless, and I think that that sort of will always be in the back of her head, but she tries to, you know, remove it as much as possible. And can I just say that she does look damn sexy in that pixie cut?
Ooh, yes, she did. It was sexy.
She looks like, good.
Okay. Yes. Also, I love the symbolism behind it. Amazing. But just like from a pure like fan perspective, who like we are so hungry for details of what's going to happen next, for us to see over the summer that she got the pixie cut, and then we just assumed, oh, she shaved her head because she's going through chemo. Right. She has cancer. Mm-hmm. And it just threw us off the trail completely, which I don't know if that was intentional or not, but it was very, very well done.
I love that. We thought it was completely different.
Yeah. And because we've seen like Parenthood, and there's like these storylines of the parent getting chemo and then Stepmom, which is an amazing movie. Like, we've seen this explored quite often, mm-hmm. but I've never seen it explored in this way, where like they get it all at once, and then she's debating what to do for reconstruction, and that's like what we're seeing. It's I think really incredible the
way
they're handling it.
You're seeing the process. You're seeing exactly what they're going through step by step.
Yeah, I've never seen like cancer, especially breast cancer, dealt like this on TV or film.
It was in your face, and you couldn't help but look at it.
Yes,
it was great.
Yeah,
and there was nothing to be ashamed about. It was nothing, you know, negative about it. It was just honest and real, which I really appreciated.
And they're just talking about it.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and then, exactly. And how many couples are able to have these conversations? And then on top of that, she gave her amazing speech about what it means to be a woman. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean long hair, and it doesn't mean breasts, and it doesn't mean any of these things that are, like, superficial. Mm-hmm. It's just about feelings. Like, that's, I think, one of the core values of the show to me, too.
Right, and that somebody can actually love you through it.
Yes. And, like, with or without these superficial things. And if you want superficial things, then get them.
And screw those people that think that a flat chest and short hair means that I'm one type of lesbian when, you know, I'm not.
Yeah, I think that this entire show is about, like, redefining what it means to be a woman. And that was, like, the thesis that she said in that scene.
Absolutely.
Just incredible. We got to transfer some predictions because we had some crazy previews for
next week's show is going to be off the chain.
Yeah, the big things we saw the Brawley moment. They're like grabbing hands and like walking into like a sunset.
We're going to tell moms. That's what they said.
Brandon's going to defy everything and be with Callie.
Oh.
That's my prediction.
Okay, sure.
Go ahead.
Jillian, anything about that?
Well, first of all, I'm really excited for next week because we finally get to see the musical that we've been hearing about and seeing and talking about this entire half
and
of 3B.
Been wanting for seasons.
Crazy. I'm so excited. And even more exciting that the director of the episode, Bradley Bredwig, is going to be in our studio next week.
Yay, Bradley!
Yes.
And he's going to be talking about everything that went into making it. Mm-hmm. And he is also bringing Ashley Argoda and a second guest who is not confirmed yet, but you can look on my Twitter during the week for that.
Love
but
you,
it's someone who we've never had on the show before, so it's really exciting. And I'm just excited to see the Brawley moment and what's going to happen because we're obviously going to be left with a massive cliffhanger since we have to wait a couple of months until the summer season
next
starts.
Week is the
finale?
There's one more episode.
I was like, wait a minute.
But I feel like that's going to be a huge, they're going to leave it on some
leading up to it.
Yeah. Besides like Steph potentially getting shot again, which like that's a whole other thing. So.
Oh my God.
I don't even know where that came from.
Do you know
from,
what happens?
No,
actually?
I don't know anything.
No, but like seriously or like you're.
Like seriously.
Okay. So predict. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I predicted my Brandon and Callie thing, and then he went to you. I mean, I didn't finish, but it's fine.
I'm sorry. Moms are bigger than Bradley. We need the moms alive. I have no idea what to expect with the gunshots, like, at each other.
I don't either, because that was at the very end of the preview, so I don't really know. The musical was the whole thing for next week. So
I'm so excited for the musical. Guys, we gotta wrap up. Daphne, where can everybody find you online?
You can find me on my website, DaphneClark.com.
Spell Daphne for us, just because it's different than the character.
DaphneFFANY Clark.com.
Thank you so much, Jillian.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff. You can find me on Snapchat at Jilly Leff. And the winner of the poll is Justina with 68%.
I told you.
Okay.
What
I'm
do I win,
home
Jeff?
In shame.
What do I win?
I'll give you my car after this.
No.
Guys, we'll see you next week. I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1, and it's the Fosters musical. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Good night.
That was great. Can I come every week? Oh, wait.
Hey. Are we done? Okay.
Sorry, we didn't hear the ending music.